Hello, Marcello. Thanks for your blog summary there. I've spent a large part of the last few days staring at a screen, so it's been really nice to be able to step away from the computer and walk around my office here at Moray House, listening to you, describing your thoughts and picking up on some of the themes that have come out in your other two blog posts. In actual fact, it strikes me that you offered a really nice summary of what's been happening over the last week of the IDEL course, as you've talked about the different readings, the course themes, and of course the discussion that's been taking place. And you touched on the forum and how you've been drawing on it there. So it makes me think perhaps that in the same way that we begin the IDEL course each week with an introductory blog post, perhaps we should be having a nice summary to say what's happened, just as you've done. So you've given me something to think about already. I don't think I'm going to offer very much more to respond other than what I've already put in the replies to your two blog posts, other than to say once again a nicely critical and balanced summary of what's been taking place over the last week. I suppose two points I'll pick up on. You've talked a lot about enhancement within the blog post, and also when you made a strong contribution, obviously, last week to the tutorial discussion as well. And I think I'd agree with you that enhancement, it's certainly a good ambition to have. And you touched on the Knox paper, where you mentioned that I think Knox talks about maybe we need to be designing enhancement in at that stage within educational technologies. I guess the take that I would have is that just the enhancement is problematic when we begin to assign it almost as a description or a title to an educational technology. And it's problematic for me in the sense that we begin perhaps then to think about technologies in quite a simplistic way, and it becomes very easy and tempting, and I've done this myself, to begin to think about technologies as solutions. So as long as we're talking about, you know, enhancement technologies, it can become tempting to think, well, if we introduce this particular technology into this educational context, it will realise this kind of outcome, without necessarily thinking about some of the wider actors or influences that actually shapes what takes place in different educational spaces. And I know you've touched on that really well within your blog posts. I suppose the second point I would touch on is what I think the Bain paper does is, and also the Hamilton and Friesen paper as well, is to just to remind us how loaded terminology can be within educational contexts. So when we're using particular phrases, we have to be careful about the language we used. And I've mentioned this in one of your blog post replies, and I said I particularly liked the phrase that Michael Gallagher used in the tutorial last week, where he described how these two papers, they gave us a vocabulary to be talking about digital education and the complexity of the relationship that exists between technology and education. But thanks again for all your work this week. Marcello, it's going really well. I've really enjoyed your summary, and I'll look forward to seeing you on the discussion forum and reading your blogs next week. Cheers. Bye.